Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with local pilot Tim Swift.
You're a pilot and take part in the EAA Young Eagles program. Can you explain what that program is?
The program's made or designed originally just to get younger kids involved in aviation in one form or another, whether they want to be a pilot or whether they want to just go into the aviation careers or whatever. It's a lot of fun. The kids really enjoy it, and I enjoy participating in it. I have for many years, and I really do enjoy it.
And how many kids do you think you've had up in the air?
Golly, I don't know how many. As far as registered kids, I know I've had over 200. And that's individual. My particular plane is only a two-passenger, so I can only take one child at a time. So that's quite a few flights. So when you start adding that up, or quite a bit of time involved. But like I say, I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't enjoy it. And I really do enjoy it. And the kids just have a blast.
And what is it like? What do the kids see while they're in the air, and what do they learn about?
It depends a little bit on the terrain that we're at. If we're here in Washington, usually we'll go south of town, maybe over the river. Or if they live in Brighton, we'll go over and fly over their house so they can see that. It's kind of up to the child that wants to go, how comfortable they feel flying. For a lot of these kids, it's their first flight. And so they're naturally a little bit nervous, but once they get off the ground, I've not had any of them be really, really scared. In fact, I carry a camera with me so I can keep my plane is the passenger sits behind me, so I have a camera back there so I can keep an eye on them and seeing if they're enjoying it or not, and fly accordingly. I mean, we're always flying safe, but sometimes the kids want to take control of the plane, and they're, of course, I do let them take control of it. I mean, I always have a stick in front of me, so I'm doing what I need to do to make sure it's safe, but they get to steer the plane if they want to. It's really up to the kid on how he wants to go and how far he wants to go within reason.
And how do people get involved in this program if they have a child who's interested in aviation?
They're certainly welcome to contact me anytime. I can get them in the right contacts as far as when we have an event. I'm a member of a chapter up in Cedar Rapids. I'm also a member of a chapter in Davenport. And both chapters sponsor these events most of the time in the summer. The winter time's a little bit more awkward to go because it's not as comfortable for one thing. And the weather is so much more unpredictable. But we do have events. Washington, we usually have our event sometime in October, in that neighborhood, September to October. We also have our chapter sponsors different towns, and we fly in Vinton, we've flown up as far as Decorah to put on an event, basically and mostly in southeast Iowa, though. Locally, we have one event a year. And this year, I guess, I don't even know what the calendar is, but it'll probably be in September sometime.
And when did you become a pilot? Why did you get into aviation originally?
Well, that's kind of why I like this program, because I started off really young as far as enjoying flying. My uncle had a plane, and we'd go up for a flight every once in a while. It was when I was about 5 or 6 years old. This program is open to any child between the ages of 7 and 17. Of course, they do have to have parental consent, and to do that, we wouldn't dare take one up without the parents knowing about it for sure. But I got involved when I was very young as far as liking flying. As far as when I got my pilot's license was in 1976 is when I got my pilot's license, and I've been flying ever since. So,
do you have a favorite place that you like to go?
The plane I fly is an experimental plane. It's a home-built plane. And I've flown to the East Coast. I've flown to Florida, flown out to Wyoming and to Colorado, down to Louisiana. I haven't went to the West Coast yet. That's my bucket list, I guess, is to go out there sometime. But.
Great. And if there's a young person listening who is interested in getting into aviation, what would you say to them?
I'd say the job prospects are getting very good right now because, there's a big need for pilots right now, and there's not only pilots, but everything else in the in the career, in the aviation career. They could be in the weather. They could be in designing planes, being an engineer. I do have a brother that happens to be an aeronautical engineer and has enjoyed that field. And there's a lot of opportunities for flying. Statistics show that there's going to be a lot more in the future. So I think it's a promising prospect.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with local pilot Tim Swift. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.